My, that is a delicious adult beverage. What is that?
Well, that's Willie's Montana Honey Moonshine.
Where's Willie's?
Well, take 85 South from Belgrade, 8 miles to Four Corners, then ride on 84 West past the Madison River. Don't forget your fly rod, 29 miles to the Norris Junction stop at the stop sign and go left for 16 miles. Pull into the town pump in Ennis and ask them, where's Willie's? Or you could just ask for it at your local watering hole. Willie's Distillery, Spirits of the American West, 312 Main, Ennis, Montana, williesdistillery.com.
MusicRanchRadio.com presents Independent Artist Spotlight, a show about local and national independent artists and the music they create.
All right, here we go. 701 here, and man, how are you doing, Rockstar?
I'm doing good. Got to listen to this Little Jane CD walking, riding through the West Fork today, and
yeah, good stuff. You were up in the mountains. You got an afternoon off.
I got an afternoon off. Yeah,
say something now. That's good stuff there, Dale. And man, first of all, we want to thank Willie's for sponsoring this show.
Yes,
and,
Willie's.
You know, we just happen to have a couple of gallons sitting here. And also, we're excited tonight because we got Ashley Holland.
Yeah.
From Little Jane and the Pistol Whips. And I've been trying to get her on the show here for the past few weeks. And, you know, Wednesday nights are kind of tough for a lot of people that are playing Wednesday nights. You know, I didn't realize that.
Hump day.
But, yeah, that's true. Yeah. It used to be Thursdays.
Yeah.
You know, it was like Alive at 5 or whatever. But and I think that's still going on.
Pretty soon it'll be Tuesday.
Well, busy people are just busy. So, anyway, here we are. And I haven't got to last week. We had to take the week off.
I know. That seems like forever again. On.
Yeah, I know it.
I hate when we skip that week.
You came down today and talked a little bit with me on the radio about.
I play radio this morning.
Yeah, with your special day on Saturday.
Open house.
Up at the YBRA camp, man. If you want to find out what dinosaurs are all about.
And what the rock star does.
And what the rock star does. That's right. Geology, right?
That's it.
I almost said gynecology. No, it's geology. That's it. So, yeah, because that's going to be cool. I'd like to make it up to that, but I'm...
Well, I'll give you a special tour someday.
Yeah, that's what we got to do, because I got a gig tomorrow night, and then Charlie Friday night, and then, you know, so... Anyways, we're going to start off with Little Jane and the Pistol Whips. Go to the Bottle.
Listen to this.
Well, that's just a dangerous song, isn't it? And then, you know, after this, we'll get Ashley on the phone with us, and we're going from there.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready? I'm going to pull the pin.
Here it goes.
Yeah.
Where's your man at, Ashley Jane? Oh, he's in the bar. Find him there most every night. The bottle gives him company, the kind of thing he'd find in me. Love ain't enough to dull his pain. Ways away me down.
All right, there you go.
That is
go
nice.
To the bottle. Little Jane and the Pistol Whips. And we have, how many people actually know you by Ashley Holland? Ashley?
Not too many. A lot of people even call me Jane by my first name, which is all right by me, I guess. It is my middle name, you know. So there is some, you know, there's some family history behind that, too. So it's my grandmother's middle name as well. So I don't mind being called Jane.
Well, cool. And, man, we've been telling everybody, or I at least have been telling everybody, and I know Greg has, too, that we're excited to have you on. And we've tried here for a few weeks to get you on. And so I'm going to ask you right off the top, bottom line. The top, bottom. You like that?
I like that. I couldn't finish that. I couldn't finish the end of that.
Right off the top, bottom line. So I remember years ago when the Clintons band first started playing, they were playing at the Emerson.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to Paul. Paul, he played from Music Villa. Paul.
Paul Decker.
Yeah. He was playing drums for you at the time. Did he play on this album? Or?
He did. That first album, that's all Paul. The drumming is Paul. He's a very talented guy.
And so you've been doing this a while.
Yes. You know, it's funny you say that. I just was speaking with my husband that we started in 2008, so next year will be our 10-year anniversary, and we got to think of something really fun to do.
Oh, cool. Now, are you originally from Bozeman?
You know, I was born in Bozeman, and then my mom went to law school in Missoula, so I went to middle school in Missoula, and then high school in Helena, and then back to Bozeman for college.
So you are a Montanan
from birth?
I am a Montana gal, one of the few.
Well, I'll tell you, and the other thing was, is you guys have won several awards up there in Bozeman for your music.
That's true. We've ranked really high on the Locals Choice Awards, I think, for the Bozeman Magazine, or maybe it's the Bozone, I forget, but or maybe both. But, those mean a lot, you know, to be voted in by the people is a really cool thing, you know.
You should be just listening to it.
Well, you got a lot of fans down here in Red Lodge, I can tell you that for sure.
Aww. We had so much fun. We played there, last December at the Pollard?
Pollard, yeah.
And the people just came out in droves. I mean, it was your guys' roads were just ice-packed and terrible to get into Red Lodge. But once we were there, it was just the reception was so warm, and everybody was so into it. It was such a fun time. I hope to do that again soon.
Well, no
that's,
plans. Then,
that's
right?
Some of the best crowds. Mm-hmm. Because in wintertime, everybody says, well, you know, man, I don't know about winter. And I go, hey, listen, nobody's headed camping, you know.
I mean,
and they probably, if they were going skiing, they were skiing during the day.
Right.
So I think the winter is probably the better crowds, in my opinion.
I agree, too. And it was just a hoot. We had so much fun there. I hope to get back there this winter. We'll have to contact. Oh, thanks. Yeah, Justin Dye is kind of who spearheaded getting us there, and with you guys too, I believe. So I'm grateful to that. Grateful to him.
Well, I'll tell you, Paulette is who you have to get a hold of now.
Okay, Paulette.
Yeah, Justin he's off on his own business, Elevation Media, and he's doing a great job, by the way.
I agree. And, I tried to share his post. He's a talented guy.
Yeah, he is, and he's a good guy. You know, he does most of our videos and everything here at the Music Ranch. So. We're just lucky to have him on board with us, and great. Spread the word. That's the thing, you know.
Spread the word.
Social media.
Yeah. So, all you listening out there, go over to Elevation Media and take a like.
Yeah, no kidding. So
and Music Ranch Radio.
There you go. MusicRanchRadio.com. We love to play independent artists here, and we do a lot. You know, I do. Awful lot. Sean Devine, every time he's in Red Lodge, he always calls me and he goes, hey, Jimmy, is the Love Shack booked? You know, we have a cabin here. We have a cabin here at the place we call the Love Shack. So he always calls and usually stays here. So we get to spend a lot of time with him. And he always speaks highly to you guys. And, of course, you know, Tony Polcastro used to play for you as well, too, right?
He did, yeah. He's moved on to bigger and better things as well. And well, I don't know about better, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can't say that.
But, he's doing his own thing, too. He's really gotten into the teaching, I guess, aspect of the whole music scene.
He and my son, actually, are doing an online thing that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he's talented, so I know. Good for him. And Yeah, people move on. That's one of the tough things about the music business is you get attached to all your players and, you know, people have families and small children and day jobs and, you know, you just kind of, you have to be flexible. Everybody kind of comes and goes.
Well, one of the things that I know for me back in my day, and of course I'm a little longer in the tooth, as they say.
Right.
But, you know, back in my day it was 6 and 7 nights a week. And, you know, that's unheard of anymore. But right. it was easy to keep a group together because you were always working. And
right.
But nowadays, that's kind of changed. So you got to be pretty flexible, I think. And you have a pretty good collection of great musicians.
Oh, my gosh. I am so lucky mm-hmm. to have the guys that I get to play with. Our configuration as of now is Tom Murphy on mandolin, harmonies, and then we have Russ Smith is back. He was spearheading a project out of Sheridan, Wyoming called The Two Tracks. You might have had them on your show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I've got their album.
Yeah, they're a very talented group. He's back sort of in the Montana area now and inserting himself back into Montana music, which we're all thrilled about to have him back. Mason Tuttle is also playing bass with us at times. Really cool on banjo, Mike Singer. We're just really enjoying his presence in the band. We're very talented to have all these guys that love to play the music.
It is for sure. Well, I'll tell you, we got a raft of music, so we're going to push along a little bit here. The next one coming up is called No Room. Is there something you want to tell us about that?
No Room. That's one of the few songs on the album that I'm actually playing the fiddle on. And, you know, I never felt extremely proficient on the violin, even though I've played it since middle school. But it's kind of fun. It's one of the few songs I can actually sing and play the violin at the same time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's kind of fun.
And talented.
I wish I could chew gum and walk at the same time. I'd be good.
So, well, I got one song. That's it. So I'll take it.
Well, we're going to listen to it then. Here's Little Jane and the Pistol Whips with No Room. And I know you're going to like it. And this is Ashley on fiddle.
We were
All right, there you go, little Jane and the Pistol. It's 719 here at the Music Ranch, 69 degrees. And I don't know about you, Rockstar, but she sounded pretty dang good on the fiddle.
She sure did. Well, and every one of them sounds good so far.
What's the difference between a fiddle and
violin?
I guess the way you play it. Is that what it is? Same instrument.
I always thought that a violin was more classical. You see, you know, I think it's just a name.
Because it is.
They're the same thing, but...
Yeah.
When you look at classical music, they always seem like they refer to it as a violin.
What's a classical banjo called?
Classical banjo. A mistake.
Extinct. Is that what you said, Jimmy?
A mistake.
No, I said a mistake.
Oh.
We always give our Lee Moran, you know Lee, he said to tell you hi, by the way.
Oh, nice.
And Lee always, when he plays the banjo, we always give him, you know, a little heat about it.
5 minutes of jokes before he gets the first note off.
Oh, man. I feel so bad for banjo players.
You know what? But I'll tell you what, great banjo players, there's nothing better.
I know.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
I agree.
They make you want to get up and dance. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, listen, I know what I wanted to ask you. So, how many different instruments do you play, actually?
Well, I play accordion a little bit, the violin, which accordion is the other most made fun of instrument, you know.
I know, so. I play accordion.
That's why we laughed when said accordion, because that's what Jimmy started out with, wasn't it? First instrument?
So, it was.
Yeah, accordion. Violin and then rhythm guitar. I'm trying a little lead on guitar, but it is tough, so I'm working on it. But that's pretty much it for my extent of musical instruments.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. You don't need to do anything more than what you're doing. And,
thank you.
You do that quite well. Hey, listen, the other thing I want to ask you are a newlywed.
I am. I know.
I know.
There's a lot to talk about there, huh?
Well, you know, music and relationships are always hard.
Can be, for sure.
I think, anyway. But, you know, I'm lucky. I got to say, I think I'm 36 years in, so I think I'm
cool.
Fairly safe.
That's
but,
cool.
It's interesting.
Is your new husband a musician?
You know, he is not. He's into the old collector motorcycles, so he's got his own passions, and I'm lucky, too, because he's very supportive of my music. He gets it. He loves it. He worked at a bar in Minneapolis called Whiskey Junction for a long time. They had a ton of live music, so he's very supportive, and I'm grateful for that. I mean, as I sit here and talk to you guys, I'm in Montana, and he's in Southern California. Oh. So, I mean, he gets that I'm here to play music, and he supports that, so I'm grateful for that.
Well, you support him as well because you also are a motorcycle fanatic.
That's true. I love my motorcycles. I was just telling Greg.
Yeah, to go down the Beartooth Pass. Just recently, you said, right?
Yeah, maybe a month ago. I just decided to take off, and I've only ridden the one way up the Beartooth Pass from Red Lodge over, and I rode the opposite way. And I have to say, I think I like the opposite way better, riding to Cook City than down the pass. It was kind of nice.
Here's what I find riding motorcycle. Maybe you find that or maybe you don't. But it seems to me like, do you ever have that urge just to keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Part of it.
I think every rider has that same thing. You know, you get on it, you're going for a short ride, and you go, what would happen if I just kept going, you know?
Right, and you could.
You could. I mean, there's some people may care, but, you know.
That's true.
So,
he's going to call and check in.
Did you ever work at Music Villa?
You know, I did work at Music Villa. It's funny that you say that. Probably in my mid-20s, I worked there for maybe just a summer. And it was so fun. What a fun place to work, just around music. And all those guys are so nice. And they've all been there forever, as you know.
I know. And it seems like everybody that works there is a musician as well. I mean, I think you kind of got to be, I suppose.
But, I don't think there's a single one that works there that's not a musician. Maybe Paul's wife, Megan, but she gets to be a musician by default.
I agree. All right, so we're going to do All I Need to Know. And you said this is one of your favorite songs.
I do like this song. I mean, it's kind of a sad one, but, it puts it out there and says, just that you keep coming up short, you know, when the end of the day you come up a little short. But then, you know, it seems like it's got a happy tone to it. So that's always great.
Now, are most of your songs, are they from experience, or do you just tend to write whatever?
You know, most of them are from experience. And then there's the one that is one of my favorite songs, Simone, on the second album, that is about a woman from Boulder Hot Springs that was a prostitute in the 1920s who was murdered by a Butte mining executive. So that's one of my few that's more, you know, biographical versus personal.
Oh, there you go. But The rest of them you tend to write from experience.
Yeah, you know, I think it, I don't know how it works for you guys, but it's probably 30 to 40% experience and 70 to 60% filler.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get it. All right, here we go with All I Need to Know, Little Jane and the Pistol Whips. That is a delicious adult beverage. What is that?
Well, that's Willie's Montana Honey Moonshine.
Where's Willie's?
Well, take 85 South from Belgrade, 8 miles to Four Corners, then ride on 84 West past the Madison River. Don't forget your fly rod, 29 miles to the Norris Junction stop at the stop sign and go left for 16 miles. Pull into the town pump in Enniska and ask them, where's Willie's? Or you could just ask for it at your local watering hole. Willie's Distillery. Spirits of the American West. 312 Main, Ennis, Montana. WilliesDistillery.com.
There's Willie.
Where's Willie?
We know where it's at. All right, we're going to try something new here. We have not done this before.
Yeah. I just had somebody else text me and say, is she live at the radio station?
I know. Isn't that cool? Well, you know, we figured out a new way to do these call-ins, and they do sound extremely live. And but Ashley, it's actually, you're in Livingston, Montana, right, Ashley?
Nope. As I said, I'm in Bozeman.
Oh, you're in Bozeman tonight, yeah. All right, we're going to have Ashley do Simone, the song we talked about. We're going to have her do it on her guitar, and we'll see how this works out. Yeah. We have not done this yet, so you guys get to hear it first time. Here we go.
So anybody want to text in and say how it sounds,
yeah.
Do it.
Let us know.
Ben came from all the right, keep her for the night. Tail a jealous baron, he couldn't win her heart. On a cold December's day, tore her life up. Setting up Simone, please don't frighten me. I'm gonna kill your love in a city free.
Oh, we're not there. We are.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it worked kind of okay, but I think the microphone was kind of cutting out a little bit there.
Oh, shoot.
But we got the good gist of it anyway.
We got the good gist of it, and we tried it. We had to try it.
Well, we tried. Mm-hmm.
That's what you never know until you give it a shot. But, you know, what's really cool is when we got you in the studio, because it comes out perfect.
Okay, yeah. Next time.
Next time, you got to come to the studio.
I would love that.
Yeah, we'll do that. But, you know, we understand you're in Bozeman tonight. And so where are you going to be this weekend, Ashley?
This weekend, I will be around. There is the Wilsall Rodeo this weekend, and my little brother and sister-in-law are in that. So I may go to that, but I'm not sure. And then I would love to view the eclipse from somewhere closer to the precipice of it, down in Wyoming, maybe.
We're going to Wheatland on Sunday.
Are you guys going?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I am. Rockstar's going. I need to. I've got a gig on Sunday, so I can't go. But
I just realized it's 6 hours away. I didn't know it was that far. But
It sounded like so much fun, too.
It still could be. It's going to be a road trip.
There you go. Throw that 6 hours in there. All right, well, we're going to do Red, Red Water. And if you got something you want to add to that, Ashley.
You know, it was always a funny song because it was about drinking, and I worked at a substance abuse treatment center for 7 years. And when I first got hired, I think my boss knew I was a musician, and I just was worried she was going to listen to that song and think I was needed to be on the wagon or something. So I said, well, don't judge me by my music, but it all worked out. I worked there for a number of years, but that's Red, Red Water for you.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good to know. And, you know, we're saving up just in case.
There you go.
All right. Here's Ashley and Little Jane and the Pistol Whips with Red, Red Water. Ashley Holland and Little Jane on the Pistol Whips. What a great song. That was a great song. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And we were talking off, you know, sometimes the best radio is off the radio. We say that a lot because it really is kind of true. And you were talking about Barry at the Pollard in Barry Fleming.
Yes.
And he did an album with
Barry and Harry.
Yeah, Harry Harpoon.
Harpoon.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is, yeah, I've got that album. And actually, Harry and Barry have been out to the station and cool. I've done a few songs on there. But it's really unique because it's done with an old process. And I can't remember what the name of that process
Gold something,
is.
I think.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, it's kind of an acetate type one. Thing. Or yeah. I don't know.
It's like listening to an old scratchy album
yeah.
a little bit. And I was in a movie with Barry.
You oh, were?
Yep,
fun.
Up at the camp. It's not out yet. They're supposed to come out this summer. But
And what's it called?
It's a science fiction western, and I can't think of what the name of it was.
Cowboys and dinosaurs.
No, it was a futuristic thing. So cowboys and robots.
And Greg was on a Tyrannosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With a pair of chinks on them.
Oh boy! Yeah.
And Ashley knows what chinks are. Short chaps.
Exactly.
And back where I come from, they're not called chaps either. They're called chaps. There you go. So Jim Averett, do you play quite often with Jim Averett?
I don't play with him quite often, but I play for him a bunch at Ted's Montana Grill.
Yep.
And he is just one of the most lovely human beings I know. He's always so happy, so positive.
And that's always nice when he has that type of attitude.
Oh my gosh, I'm like, what are you smoking? I need some of that.
he's a happy feller.
Yes, I mean, he lives on Ted Turner's ranch, so how could you not be happy? But I mean, he is a wonderful person, him and his wife both. So yeah, has he been on the show?
He has not. I need to get a hold of him, and there's so many that we need to get on here, you know. And
I know.
And it's so amazing because it's like now after this show, I'll be going, oh geez, who should I have next week? You know.
Right.
And of course, because Justin does the videos, he's going, Jimmy, have you ever thought about figuring this out the day after? I go, well, I've thought about it, but you know, you can't always get an instant answer. You know, people are busy.
That's true. And musicians, you know, they tend to be flaky at times.
I think we're trying paleontologists one week, aren't we?
We're going to do, yeah, I don't know if it's next week or the week after, right. But we've got three famous paleontologists.
Yeah.
And one of them happens to be a great artist, Jason Poole.
Yeah.
And so we're going
to tune in.
Yeah, we're going to take a little right a little turn.
Bit, yeah. I think it's a left turn at Albuquerque, it sounds
well, that's
like.
True, yeah. And it's something we haven't done yet. But, it's so interesting to me in our area here how many I always play that song by Randy Travis, Digging Up Bones, you know.
Yes.
But it's amazing to me how many finds there are here.
Right, and arrowheads and
all kinds of stuff. You know, you just get to digging around. You never know what you're going to come up with.
I love that.
Yeah. Right, so we're going to, man, we got a raft of music, and we keep pushing this time thing. So This Ain't Love is the next song we're going to play.
Okay, I love this song. It's, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
This song was inspired by my grandmother, who was the original, the Jane influence. She was a ballroom dancer and won the state of Florida way back when. She was a very proficient dancer. And she had a partner who was just a partner. Not, she was married and, you know, had a just a dance partner. It's mostly business almost. And then met the dancers that have followed our band. They're, you know, Peggy and Steve were their names. And Peggy and Steve. Peggy's married, and Steve was just her dance partner. So it was a song inspired by dancers that say, you know, this is not love. This is just a dance, you know, because some people get weird about it, and they think, oh, they must be married. But right. They're not. They're just dance partners, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, my wife dances with different people every time we play. I'm kind of
right, and my husband doesn't dance, so I kind of told him straight out, like, you better be ready. I'm not going to quit dancing because I love your country swing. It's so fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, there you go. Well, it's not love. It's just dance.
True.
All right, here we go. Little Jane and the Pistol Whips. This Ain't Love.
Today.
that we call that a stepper.
Yeah, we're just talking about the dancing and got to learn it. Peggy and I both need to step it up.
You know, most musicians don't dance, but we got a shout out to your husband.
Yeah, we hear this is a birthday.
It's his birthday today, Daniel Fry.
Daniel Fry,
43 years old.
Happy birthday to Dan.
And he's where? California.
He's in Long Beach. He's actually, his friends are taking him out for a steak tonight. And you know what we laughed about? Down in California, they boast on their menu at these fancy steak houses. They say, our steaks are corn finished for 30 days or something. And we just laughed.
That's all it takes. It's 30 days.
Corn
finished.
Corn finished. That's a good
the bottom of the barrel around here.
Man.
Can't all be from Montana, right?
Well, it's only 43rd birthday. For 45, take him out for a corn started steak.
Boy, what I wouldn't
all
do.
Corn all the way through.
43, I get socks out old. It's terrible. Anyway, okay, Room to Roam. Now, I think this is kind of self-explanatory, but you tell us more about it, Ashley.
I love this song, and you know, it's really funny now that I've married a lineman. Which I don't know if you know about linemen. You know, they it's not for the county, so he doesn't have an 8 to 5 Monday through Friday kind of gig. And they have no schedule. They work on these contract things. They're out. They can hold them for 30 hours. It's crazy. So you spend a lot of time alone. So it's funny now that I sing Room to Roam because it says, you know, girls like me can't be cooped up all alone at home. Just it's funny. I feel like I made a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, so it was before the lineman.
Right, but I do love this song, and you know, Montana is big and vast and tons of room to roam, and we grew up that way.
And always something to do.
Yes, and just space and places to see, and that's what this song embodies to me.
All right, well, we're gonna spin it right now. Here we go. Once again, Little Jane on the Pistol Whips, Ashley Holland, and Room to Roam.
When you've been working all day long, you left your woman sitting at home. She's getting hungry for her sweet loving man. Cause he done love her like no man could care. Girls like me need room to roam. Can't
was a fun one.
Great song.
Yep.
Well, off the radio, we found out that you recorded everything at Peach Street up there in Bozeman.
Yep.
Do you have a rattlesnake in your house?
No.
Or is that me?
It's a rattler. There's something rattling there.
Sizzling.
No
rattlesnakes.
What do you got going on there? Come on, Ashley.
I'm just sitting here having a little champagne. It's pretty nice.
Oh, it must be the bubbles that are bubbly.
Yeah. Well, Ashley, let's find out where we can get your CDs.
Okay, thank you, Greg. So iTunes, you can always download the albums if that's easier for you, or go through our website, www.littlejaneandthepistolwhips.com. And then a notice comes to me, and then I send you physically a copy. And I'll
with
send
a sticker. Stickers. Yeah.
Yeah, stickers and a little personalized note as well.
That sounds much better.
I'm not sure I got the personalized note. I'm a little hurt.
Oh, really?
I'm a little bit hurt, but I'll be okay.
Oh,
LittleJaneandthePistolWhips.com.
Now,
yes,
yeah. And then also, I got to ask you, how did you come up with that name? I know the Little Jane part.
The Jane part. Love the Westerns. Grew up here in Montana, right? So the Dead Woods and the Wild West mentality. So, you know, in the West, if you got out of line, someone would just smack you upside the head with a pistol butt, and you'd probably quit acting out, I would imagine. So
you'd be pistol whipped.
Yeah. Pistol whipped, and, you know, people have said that's a very violent name or this or that, but, you know, it is Montana after all.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, come on now.
Right, like, go back to California.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's terrible.
Sounds like Caitlin Beasley now.
No offense, Dan. No offense on your birthday, Dan.
I have to go back down there, too, unfortunately,
Oh, my goodness.
And then Little Jane, I'm pretty tall, so it was just kind of a play on words that, you know, little. It sounded better than vertically challenged Jane or tall Jane or
well, kind of like
Jane.
Two tall shorty Spanks.
Yeah, two tall shorty Spank. You know shorty Spank.
I
don't know.
So.
Used to be a group called the Garrett Brothers.
Okay.
And Shorty Spang's a drummer. In fact, Shorty plays with us once in a while, but nice. We call him Too Tall Shorty Spang.
I like that.
Yeah,
he's
crazy.
I love that. That's so, like Up Down.
Yeah.
I love Up Downs.
So Death of Me, we got to hear this. This was a bathroom floor thing.
Oh, yeah. What about the bathroom floor?
It was cold.
Oh, well, I lived in an apartment in Livingston right above the art center there, and it was a beautiful space with exposed brick walls. A commercial kitchen, which was very odd, to tell you the truth, very industrial. And then it was a very cold apartment because it had very tall ceilings and it was hard to heat. And so I would drag my space heater into the bathroom, which is the one place you could get warm. And I wrote this song during a kind of a tough family time and just sitting on the bathroom floor with my guitar trying to stay warm in the winter in Montana.
Wow. Cool. Came up with a song called Death of Me.
The Death of Me.
Yeah.
And I have to note that when we played this on PBS, the 11th and Grant, when we were recording live, they ran out and said, "Oh, wait, stop." Because they didn't know if we could say goddamn on the air.
Oh, yeah.
I said, can we say goddamn? And everybody's like checking, listening to their earpieces. And then they're like, okay, yep, you can say goddamn.
There you go. Yes, we could.
Yeah. Apparently they haven't interviewed Quinby yet.
Right. Probably not. No. They have a lot of checks.
I interviewed Quinby one time about 10:30 in the morning. And we have a lot of folks that stream Music Ranch Radio in their stores. And she said, "Oh, I'll bet you don't have a 7-second delay." And I said, "I'll bet I don't."
Oh, no.
But, that's why they call it Renegade Radio.
Stores are closed today, 7 o'clock, so we don't have to worry about it.
Here we go. All right, here's the Death of Me, Little Jane and the Pistol Whips, and we'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
there we go. Ashley Holland, Little Jane and the Pistol Whips. And I'll tell you, I love their stuff. You guys were at the Pollard, and I snuck in one night and listened to you for about 15 or 20 minutes. I was on my way somewhere, but I wanted to hear you. And, man, I was really impressed.
We got to talk to Paulette and get you guys back here again.
Yeah, yes, we'll talk to Paulette, get you down, and we'll get you at the Roadhouse, too.
Ooh, that'd be even more fun. Yep.
I mean, you know, the pace sucks, but we're really nice. Bet you haven't heard that one before.
Well, that counts for something. It does. You know that.
Yeah, it does. And so we're going to finish the night out with a song called The Best Thing I've Seen, right? Is that what we decided?
Yep, Best Thing I've Seen.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's been a real pleasure having you, and I've waited so long to get you on, and I'm pretty excited about it. And you have to, whenever you come to Red Lodge for any reason or you're going through, you call and let me know. I do live radio 9 to noon every weekday because I'm usually gigging on the weekends. But if it's you, we'll do a special thing, you know.
Well, thank you so much, both of you. This has been so fun, and you're so fun to talk to. So anytime, please, too.
Same on
thank
this
you.
End.
So. Yeah. We've enjoyed it, and it's been one of the best hours I've spent in a while.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
And happy birthday to Dan down there in California.
Good birthday, Dan. Birthday,
what
Dan.
I wouldn't give to be 43 years old again. Just one, give me one more crack at this.
Enjoy that corn-fed, what do you call it? Corn-fed?
No, corn.
What was the steak called? The meat? Ashley?
Oh, which one?
The meat, the corn.
Corn-fed beef. Go have a corn-fed beef steak.
Corn-fed beef steak. There you go.
Lots of yellow fat on there.
All right.
Well, I'm sure he'll have fun. So anyway.
Yes. Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ashley. And you have a good rest of the evening. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight.
Yeah.
Don't go away. We've got a lot of great music. We never doze. We never close. We stream 24/7. And this will be up on musicranchradio.com in a couple days under past shows. You'll be able to replay this interview and these songs. And don't forget to go to iTunes or, go to littlejaneandpistolwhips.com. And you can, and Ashley said she'll send you a little personal note.
I like the end stickers.
And stickers. And a cool thing. I did get the stickers. I'm still a little weepy about the personal note. but I'll be okay. And
you'll get one.
Right. So here we go. The Best Thing I've Seen by Little Jane and the Pistol Whips. And thank you.
Thank you, Ashley.
And we'll talk
to you.
Thank
you both.
You're very welcome. Here we go. Crocodile.
sing.